Well, there they are, the Tom Tom Club, and the Wordy Rapping Hood is the name of their tune, and it is also the name of this little wireless program here on RPPFM. Tracy Hutchison here with you on a glorious Friday on the Mornington Peninsula, and it's always great to have your company. The Wordy Rapping Hood, the premise of the show is to delve into the life and times of people who are doing great things on the peninsula. So many people doing really interesting, creative, diverse things, and we have the opportunity every Friday to sit back, grab a cuppa, and jump into the world of people who are really making wonderful, lovely, creative contributions to our life here on the peninsula. And our guest this Friday is one of those. I'm thrilled to welcome in Jess McCool, who is part of the Oasis pop-up, which folk who've driven along the Nepean Highway recently would have seen a little teardrop sign that says pop-up, Oasis pop-up, part of the mega Oasis monster that is has had its life and times in Murrumbina, and the kind of Middle Eastern food powerhouse, family powerhouse. Jess, welcome to RPPFM.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you.
Great to see you here. Great to see you having a moment where you're not running around cutting coffees, cutting food, directing traffic at the Oasis pop-up, which tell us first. We're going to delve into the big Oasis story, mm-hmm. the family story, but just from the outset, just tell us a little bit about the pop-up and and that this great adventure, Mornington Peninsula adventure of your family business.
Well, anyone that's not familiar, we've opened up where Adams Garden Supply was, and when at the moment we haven't really done much to the building. We left the office as it is, so we've just put a full commercial kitchen in the shipping container, put that in. We've got fake grass, lights everywhere. We're doing all day breakfast, all day lunch, the same menu as Oasis Bakery in our Murrumbina store. And it's really cool. It's like a funky vibe. It's a lot of fun, good food, great atmosphere.
Yeah.
So we really love it.
All of those things.
Yeah.
And a wonderful and welcome addition to the Mornington precinct, which is having a big kind of day out or weekend out next weekend with the Mornington Arts Precinct. And you're part of that. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. But there's a real sense in that old industrial hub of Mornington, you know, all these funky people coming in with funky ideas, doing great stuff with food and other creatives, design, Baluk Art Gallery. Yeah. You've kind of landed in a pretty cool spot. How did you end up right there?
I could say, you know, we planned it. We're going to be in Mornington this whole time. But the real story is basically we're looking for another site for over a year. Initially, we're thinking Port Melbourne, and because we had really big ideas for the second store. And basically, my cousin went to catch up with another cousin for a coffee. And they're like, oh, there's an auction down the road. Let's go check it out. So they were standing in the back. My cousin put his hand up. He bid, ended up winning. Everyone turns over to see who it was and, you know, calls the accountant, like, I made a small investment.
Yeah, just had a really expensive coffee.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we've always loved the Mornington Peninsula, but ever since, you know, we just feel like it was meant to be. Everything that sort of happened since that auction, since day one, you know, everything's just fallen into place and we absolutely love it.
Let's turn the clock back a little bit, like a couple of generations.
Yes.
And let's just investigate the big Oasis story. Oasis, for folk who are not familiar with the Murrumbina site, is a legendary Middle Eastern specialty food house. Yep. Based on artisan food and specialty food from the Middle East. So tell us about the genesis of Oasis, and I guess you've got to go back to your granddad, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, tell us about your granddad, Jess.
Okay, so my grandfather came here many years back. He left the family back in Lebanon, you know, came to Australia to create something to give more opportunity for his family and kids. So he came here not knowing the language, not knowing anything. He used to ride his bike, like, I think it was about 10Ks a day to get to work, and just, you know, saved all this money, brought the family over, and just opened up so many opportunities for us. And, you know, we've always been in business since then. They started off with a milk bar and went to another milk bar. So he's really instilled this hard work ethic in all of us. Mm. And then when Oasis came about. So it was a really run-down store. They were on the verge of closing down. And my uncle and auntie purchased the business. And, you know, back in there, it was like a small shop, tiny, like you walk in, you smell the coffee, would call people's name out where the food was ready, cracked tiles. It had a lot of character to it. And they just basically worked days and nights trying to get this store up and running. And, you know, we developed amazing customers that have been there since day one. And since then, you know, it's just the hard work has paid off. So we did a renovation many years after that, 2000. And it was this huge renovation. So basically we bought the tiling company next door. We renovated in there. We didn't close. We moved everything in one night from our previous little store to next door. Mm. Then opened the next door to the other side. Basically did the renovations on the other side. And then we opened as one. So we didn't close in between. And since then, you know, as soon as we opened, it like doubled the size. We had more cars. Parking, everything. Mm, mm. And then it still wasn't big enough. And that was just after this huge renovation.
Because it's in terms of what Oasis offers, mm. you know, why we love food and celebrating cultures, yeah. Diverse cultures here in Australia. I've just heard Jackie Mitchell's program talking about a couple of second generation Greek boys who've got a chain of souvlakis called Yasuv,
yeah.
and talk about inheriting recipes from their mom.
Yeah.
What's been the essence or the ethos of Oasis and the family approach? Because it's yeah. been very much about celebrating where you're from, both sides yeah. actually, because your grandma's played a big part in this as well. Yeah. So tell us about, I guess, the cultural references and the food references in yeah. Oasis.
So basically we're big believers of quality of food. So my grandma has a big garden. She grows everything herself, the lemons, herbs, everything. And that's what we're used to. So we'll go out in the garden, pick this produce and, you know, make a salad or make something fresh out of it.
Mm.
And we love that, you know, the fact that it's fresh, quality, you can taste the difference. And we wanted to bring that to Oasis. So we've got that quality side, which we're really passionate about. In terms of the food, like we're so spoilt for choice, you know, and it's great that we wanted to share that with others. So
the Middle Eastern flavors, yeah. you know, really celebrating those flavors, but with a slightly contemporary Australian
yeah,
twist on it.
Like a modern twist, basically. Mm. Yeah.
So you can go into, we're still in Murrumbina at the moment, so yeah. you can go in there and you can get the beautiful, rose water, Turkish delight, yeah. through to, you know, the pistachio, little sweetie treats, yes. through to the beautiful breads, and then that flows through into the other,
mm-hmm.
other kind of produce that's available.
Yeah.
When you end up working in a family business, yeah. You can either sort of, it's like, oh, well, yes, I'm just going to keep working the family business. Yep. Or it can just be a really convenient place to when you need a job.
Yeah.
For you, it was, so you talked about Oasis being yeah. something that your aunt and uncle set up.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just like, oh, gee, I need a job, I'll walk in? Or was it this kind of lifelong passion, I'm going to work at Oasis?
Pretty much. So I was at uni at the time and just needed a weekend job. It was convenient. I was like, oh, yeah, my uncle owns a place. I don't have to go for a job interview, nothing like that. So it was convenient initially. And then I fell in love with it. And I'm so passionate about it. And you can see, like, I love walking to work. My uncle used to be on the coffee counter back then. So he used to have a coffee ready for me, you know. Working with family, it's a lot of fun. Like, you might argue here and there and you get over it in 2 seconds. Mm. So it's a lot of fun. Mm. The time just flies when you're at work,
mm.
which is amazing.
You talk about, you know, being a love of food and a love of family. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, people feel like, oh, I'd actually just quite like to get away from them.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be like you've got any kind of escape route at all when you're part of the Oasis kind of thing. Is that, has it always been this sort of happy experience and yeah. every day is a good experience?
For sure. Pretty much anyone that knows my family, they think we might be a bit strange because we're so close. Like, I don't even have that many friends, like, because my cousins are all the same age. So everything's like, what are you doing? You know, let's do this. Everything. I don't even think about myself. It's what are we doing
yeah,
as
right.
cousins and as family. So
yeah, the family suggests It's Markul, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Markul. I'm just getting the pronunciation right. Perfect. Jess Markul is here. She is the manager and co-owner, calling, how would
running
you describe
the show.
Running the show. She's running the show at the Oasis pop-up, which is the pop-up, the kind of the introduction to what will be a much bigger premises mm-hmm. in Mornington out of the Oasis family business and the family brand. Your story as a second generation, third generation, coming to Australia, of your grandfather from Lebanon, your grandma from Syria, that story is a really common one in Australia, where people come here mm-hmm. and they want to make a new life and work really, really hard. Mm-hmm. It's also a part of the world that has been racked with conflict for that entire time since your grandfather's been here. Mm-hmm. Do you still have family in that part of the world? And if so, what are the thoughts around, that the ongoing challenges with that part of the world at the moment?
We do have family back home, and it just breaks my heart every time I hear something about it. You know, I try to minimize what I watch on the news because it kills me. Like, it's heartbreaking seeing these families, seeing videos and photos of what's going on. It's heartbreaking. So luckily my family's safe that's over there. They've all tried to escape somewhere, whether either Europe or Lebanon. That luckily it's okay.
It is a really difficult thing, I think, for Australians of perhaps longer generation Australians who've never really experienced what that feels like to have to flee a place, to have any kind of real connection to a place that is still quite conflicted. There must be a sense for you when you're sort of celebrating and doing the things that you're doing here of feeling really pleased with what your granddad did, mm-hmm. taking that incredible risk. Do you ever talk to him about that?
Well, unfortunately, he's passed away.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. I remember I asked him once, we were sitting in his garden, and that's one thing that he absolutely loved. Mm. And I said, are you happy with what you've done in life? And he just looked at me and smiled, and he said, I feel like a king. You know, I've got this garden, I've got a house, roof over my head, I've got my family. You know, life doesn't get any better than this. And it is so amazing. It really touches you. Like, he's worked hard. You know, he's seen his family grow up and be comfortable. So that's the dream, and he's lived it.
And you're living it too in your own way, Jess Markul, with the Oasis pop-up. Let's pause for a minute and have a little bit of a musical interlude. I'm going to surprise you, I think, and I'm going to go with a beautiful song which features three fabulous women, Laura Veers, Katie Lang, and Nico Case. They've just made a new record, and here's a track from it. It's a beautiful song from a brand new record released a little bit earlier this year, but still new enough. Laura Veers, Katie Lang, and Nico Case pairing up together, three incredible artists in their own right, and together they've released a record, and from it we heard Best Kept Secret. It is just on 25 minutes past 12. RPPFM is the station you tuned. Wordy Rapping Hood is the show. Tracy Hutchison here with you. Jessica Markul is our guest. She is she's running the show at the Oasis pop-up here in Mornington, part of the big Oasis family brand, parent place in Murrumbina, and it's the little sibling the little sibling that could down here on the peninsula, which Jess is running with her cousin George. Now, we're just going to revisit for a moment, Jess. We're going to talk about the plans for Oasis here, but I'm just going to revisit the moment where you might have found out that your cousin had sort of put his hand up at an auction. And how you sort of have been co-opted into the madness of kind of a hand going up in the air and like, oh, we're going to Mornington. It's a great story.
Yeah, I didn't even know how I initially reacted to that. I was like, oh, cool, you bought a site. Like, it was nothing, like casually. I just bought this site in Mornington.
And it's a fairly big site because it's a 1.6 hectare site. Yeah. It's a big corner block on the corner of pretty much almost on the corner of Tyabb Road and the Nepean Highway in the amongst of car yards and all sorts of other things.
Yeah.
So what's the – I want to talk to you a little bit about working with your cousin. Mm-hmm. You talked about being a really big, close family.
Yes.
What's that like? Just tell us, talk us through who decides, you know, who's going to do what and how you ended up being anointed to come down to Mornington with George.
So working with family, it's really fun. That's what the thing, like, because it doesn't really feel like work. Like, you're going to a job, you're spending your days with your family.
I don't believe you. People always say that. Oh, find the job you love and it doesn't feel like work. And you know what? I've been into this cafe and I've watched you. I'm not sure that I, but you know, I kind of get it, but I sort of don't. But
I mean, everyone has their little arguments here and there. And that's the good thing about it. I can literally be like, okay, you're being silly, da 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 da. And we'll, you know, we'll talk it over and then that's it. Mm. 2 seconds later, it's gone. Mm. So I guess it's different. Depends what, like, your family, I guess. We've always been super close. So, but basically, I was supervising at the other store. And he said to me, so I'm thinking about opening a pop-up while waiting for the building permits to go through. Would you be interested in managing it?
Mm.
I said, yeah, sure. Like, it was just a casual conversation. And then we didn't really discuss it after. And then he sends me a text and he's like, so we're opening on this date in 2 weeks. Write a list of everything that needs to be done. And I was like, okay, so we need staff. This is this. It's like, have you started hiring? So I didn't know what the plan was initially. Mm. So within a week we had hired the staff and just got everything up and running. So it worked out so well, you know.
So it's is it the original? Is it still the original garden supply center or is it actually in a shipping container?
So I think that was the office where our cafe was their office.
Okay, so you've converted that, you've turned it into the pop-up. What is the vision for, because it's going to be a massive site. 1.6 hectares is a massive site. It's a kind of a fairly major, fairly expensive coffee when you sort of put your hand up and go, oh, I think I'll buy that. The vision is really bold. So talk us through what the plan is for Oasis Mornington. Yeah.
So we've got huge plans for the space. If anyone's familiar with our Oasis Bakery store in Murrumbina, this one's going to be basically 3 times the size. So the look and feel is different to our other store. It's going to be like a modern day farmhouse, outdoor petting zoo for the kids, outdoor gardens, the restaurant cafe, a massive grocer. In the middle of the grocer is going to be a cooking demonstration kitchen, which my auntie uses, and all glass around it so you can see into it. We're going to have a function room upstairs for 250 people with a bar. We've got the bakery side, deli, fresh produce. As I said, the grocer part section is from all around the world, you know, gourmet. So yeah, a bit of everything, to be honest.
And a lot of discussion at the moment, Jess, you would be aware of food sustainability and sourcing local and, you know, being really aware of where food is coming from. I think we're really in that era of wanting to know where everything is coming from and farming practices and all those sorts of things. That's also a pretty big part of the offering and the philosophy of your business, isn't it? Just talk us through that.
So basically, like I said before, we believe in quality. So, you know, we're getting our fresh produce from Secluna's. They're amazing. They're supplying our other store as well.
What's Secluna's?
Secluna's, I think it's in Dromana. So it's a grocery store. Their produce is like top of the range. Fresh produce, fruits and veg. I think they do breads and they've got a grocery section themselves as well. So yeah, they're amazing. We got lucky with them. In terms of our other ingredients, I think once we open the big store, obviously going to need much more. So the deli as well. So local butchers, dairy farmers, all that. So something that we're going to be looking into because that's important to us. At the meantime, we're sort of, I guess once it gets bigger and we expand, we're going to need to outsource more. At the moment, you know, Secluna's and our other store is supplying us with the produce and everything.
Because I think that is also part of, you know, when it feels like it's the desire is that it's all, you're trying to sort of create an extension of being in your dining room.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of want, that feels to me when you sort of walk in, it's like, yeah, I feel like I've actually just, you know, I've turned up for dinner in the family home.
Yeah.
And there is a really strong sense of that, obviously, because there's, you know, there's family involved. But that also feels like that's part of the philosophy. How are you going to translate that into a much sort of bigger field, because you've got different sorts of challenges, I guess. So what's the thinking? What are you sort of thinking about how you're going to pull that off?
I feel like it's one of those things where we have to sort of take it as it comes. Mm. But knowing my experience at the other store, everyone that works there is sort of become extended family. You know, you're seeing them on a daily basis. You have events together. Mm. You know, it's nice. Like, we're all very close and it's like an extended family. Mm. So, I mean, even with the size of this one, we hope it stays the same. Obviously going to need much more employees. So yes, that's what we love. And I think our passion is sort of shared between our employees, which brings us all together in a way.
What did you know about Mornington and the Mornington Peninsula before you kind of landed here with sort of 2 weeks' notice to sort of staff everything? And what was the expectation, and I guess what has the reality sort of delivered for you?
All basically I expected, like, I've been here a few times and it's just really nice beaches, super chilled, and I didn't know what else to expect. And then as soon as customers started coming in and, you know, I got to experience it, I was like, this is amazing. Everyone's so friendly, down for a chat, you know, very community-based, which I loved. And I was used to the other store, which is very fast-paced, and it's so different. The contrast is unbelievable, but I love it.
It's interesting observing, we're talking about the location that you're in, this sort of industrial sort of square Mornington that is in the process of being transformed. Common Folk, the Mornington Brewery is in there, the galleries that I mentioned. And it's also part of a really significant shifting demographic.
Yeah.
I reckon most of the people who are involved in those businesses are all kind of under 35.
Yeah.
All kind of young, entrepreneurial, and forming a bit of a community in your own right. Mm. How's that sort of community sort of embraced you and you've embraced it?
Basically with open arms. Like, they make you feel so welcome. It's so nice, I think, because so many people acknowledge, oh, we're in the same boat, we're doing the same thing as you, like, good on you. Mm. It's amazing. Lindy from Art Space has helped a lot in that sense. She's brought everyone together, and, you know, I've got to meet people from Common Folk, people from all the art galleries, and it's nice. I guess we're all in the same boat.
Mm. And part of a kind of a sense of changing the way that people engage with this part of the peninsula. Yeah. It's sort of very much, I guess, the gateway to the rest of the peninsula going further down. But in Mornington, it sort of feels like you come over the hill and it's like, oh, okay, we're here now. Yeah. And you're right there at the gateway.
Yeah.
Do you get a sense from the others that, you know, that you're kind of part of this new guard, sort of a bit shaking things up a little bit?
Oh.
Probably harder to sort of talk because you haven't got anything to compare it with, but there is a real energy around something new and a kind of, so how have people, you know, you talked about people being really in for a chat. What sort of responses have you had just from people coming in and talking to you about what the plan is?
Very positive so far. Two of the things that have basically been the highlight is, oh my gosh, you have so much car parks, car spots, and basically it's something different.
Mm.
So everyone's that I've spoken to has said to me, you know, you can go anywhere about Mornington to get a focaccia or Italian food, but to have something different is a bit rare.
Mm.
And I think that's why the feedback has been so good, because I don't know if there's much Middle Eastern around here. You know, even when people are buying their groceries, to have some sort of gourmet products, they'd have to go further out. So it's nice that we're coming to them, I guess.
Jess Michael is with us. She is running the show with her cousin George at the Oasis pop-up in Mornington, and she's our guest on RWP on this Friday, talking about the current pop-up and plans for the brand new build. I know that the permits are with council, so do you have any indication from them about the time frame on that?
Well, we're still in the process, I guess. I don't know how long it's going to take, but they've been really supportive with us. We're hoping sometime early next year when we get started on the building, but fingers crossed.
So you've got a big summer ahead of you. Well, that's a little taste of something that you're likely to hear if you find your way into the Oasis pop-up in Mornington. Jess McCool is here. She is running the show in conjunction with her cousin George. We've sort of bypassed George, who was the guy who just bought the site. But it's all about Jess today. Here on Audible PFM, The Wordy Rapping Hood is the show, and we are talking all things Oasis and family business, the love of food, and celebrating sharing that real love of food and sharing culture. We were talking, Jess, about being part of a precinct in Mornington that's really kind of experiencing a great surge of energy. And next weekend, so from the 11th until the 13th, you're part of the Mornington Arts Precinct.
Yes.
And Oasis Pop-Up is one of the places that folk are being encouraged to stop the car on the on the highway and walk around. What can you tell us about, you know, who's on the map and what your part is, what Oasis part in that weekend, next weekend?
So basically on the map's designed for the people that you can sort of just walk in, you know, see the local galleries around, stop by for a coffee, stop by with us, have something to eat. So there's a few art galleries, like Art Space down the road from us. Right next door to us, we've got Peninsula Recycled, Timber. We're all doing our own sort of events on the day. So personally, for us, we're going to have live graffiti on the walls. We're going to have a Mr. and Mrs. Squiggle for the little kids. So they'll draw something and then they'll turn it into a picture.
Nice.
Little market stalls, food sampling, live music. A bit of fun. Very excited to be a part of it. And everyone's sort of doing their own thing, and you can, you know, feel free to walk around and explore.
Some of the other places on that map include the local galleries you mentioned. The fabulous Baluk Indigenous Art Gallery is on the map. Can you, I've handed you my flyer now, and you can actually read out a few more of them. But it's basically that sort of block that is bordered by Mornington Tyab Road, then a Nepean Highway, Watt Road, and an opportunity just to sort of have a wander through. So Common Folk, we've had Sam Keck before from Common Folk, who's come in and talked to us, right through to the Peninsula Recycled Timber, the Nook Gallery, Art Space 8, whole bunch of folk who are doing some really interesting custom, it's sort of very much about the maker movement, I think, as well. And there's this real sense of an entrepreneurial spirit really kind of getting a real energy through, and you're very much part of it.
Yeah.
I've dragged you away from the pop-up at lunchtime, and, you know, we're having reports now that, you know, there's hundreds of people at the pop-up all desperately trying to, you know, get some service, and you're the main gals down here. But you've got a really great team, and I know you wanted to do a little shout out for them, because I know they're tuned in and listening, and especially to Nick, who is the fabulous barista there.
Yes. Hi, guys. Just want to say, ladies, that there are a few single boys in the house.
Well, that's always good to know. So if you wander in, I'm sort of one of those people that often sort of stop in and get my coffee on the way through. And to my great delight and some amount of regret, I've discovered the my latest thing is the lavender and rosemary donut, which I'm sort of wishing I hadn't discovered, Jess, but I'm wondering whether or not that also happens to you with some of the things on the menu.
All the time. Every time we get something new, I'll try it and be like, oh my gosh, this is my favorite. And I just get addicted to it.
Where do those recipes and things come from? What's the origin of everything on the menu?
So basically our head chef, Colin Wilson, comes up with all these great ideas, and he is just so incredibly talented. So with this new menu that just came out now, we wanted it to be very Middle Eastern inspired. So he sort of adds a modern twist on it. So he uses, you know, main ingredients like za'atar and sesame seeds.
What's za'atar?
So za'atar is a mixed herbs. It's like a staple Middle Eastern ingredient. Mm. So you literally chuck it in salads. It's a dry mix. Mm. You know, you can have it dipped in bread with olive oil, make a little sandwich, roast it with meat.
So is it like a dukkah?
Pretty much, very similar to that. Mm. It's got the thyme, sesame, mix of all those. Mm. There's different, a few different versions of it as well. So, like the staple ingredients and a modern twist on it.
Mm. What other flavours are running through the menu at the moment?
So one that's inspired by my grandma, which managed to make the new menu again, is Tete's lamb and eggs. It's got labneh, which is another thing that we use all the time. You'll find it in everyone's fridge. So it's just a strange yogurt, and you add sea salt and lemon to it. Mm. We can add, you can play around with it and add chili and that sort of thing. But so we've got that one. We have for the people that like something sweeter, waffles and amazing buttermilk hotcakes. Mm. But sort of, we've got a Lebanese breakfast, which is like a breakfast board, and it's a bit of everything on there. So if you want to try something different and something very Middle Eastern, you've got your faba beans, you've got the scrambled eggs, sujuk, which is like a sausage thinly sliced like salami. So yeah, very different flavors. Mm. Yeah.
And the incredible sweets counter, which is conveniently located right next to Nick at the barista station, and dessert or little sweetie treats that actually look almost like they are actually too good to eat. Yes. They are sort of mini works of art.
Yes.
Who's responsible for?
So two of the girls that work with us, Hannah and Elle, actually make our sweets.
Wow.
Yes. So initially when I first moved and we were opening the cafe, I was looking to outsource some sweets locally, and I couldn't find anything. And then Hannah approached me. She said, you know, by the way, I do this on the side if you're interested. And I saw the photo. I was like, yes, I need that.
Wow.
So those girls are super talented, and it's bad for me because I'm addicted to everything. Taste test.
Yes, well, I can understand. I sort of I went for the lavender and rosemary donut because it looked the most accessible in lots of ways. there are some quite elaborate looking creations that that are being made there and put on, but I've realised that I'm doomed now because I sort of just start dreaming about the lavender and rosemary donut, you know, a couple of days before Friday, which is usually my treat day and my coffee day. Jess, so great to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to the next developments of the monster the monster site of Oasis. When you're not busily running around doing everything, you also have another ritual that involves part of the family as well, because your mum and dad this is an aside, your mum and dad are not part of the Oasis thing.
Yes,
they just so happen to have a pizza shop in Lang Warren, which you also used to work at.
Yes.
So it forms part of your kind of going home. I'll pick up a pizza on the way home.
Yeah, Vinny Boy's Pizza, and it's on my way home. So every time I feel like a pizza, I pass it anyway. So stop by, say hi, and grab a pizza. It's delicious.
Incredible. Well, it's right on lunchtime, so it's always a good time to think about food. Thank you for coming in. Oasis Pop-Up, also part of the Mornington Arts Precinct, which is a special open weekend next weekend. Some great folk being pulled together who are opening their doors, and it's also part of just a local initiative to encourage people to get out of their cars when they feel like they're almost at the beach, stop off and have a wander around, take in some art, take in some locally produced artwork and other things that are part of the Maker movement. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out with another of your selections, Jess, and I think I've got this one right in terms of queuing it up for you.
Yeah.
It's the fabulous Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Heroes. This track has kind of been everywhere, but it is a fabulous one. And thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you again soon.
Bye.
That's Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros and the track called Home. Wrapping up our chat with Jess Markle from the Oasis Pop-Up in Mornington. From Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood, the song from them called Lady Bird.